Lum and Abner will be with us in just a moment. But first, a short message from the Ford dealers of America.
Owners everywhere are talking about the economy of the 50 Ford. Listen to what Mr. Jacob N. Wade of Lyndhurst, Virginia, one of over 420,000 delighted owners, said about his new Ford.
In these days, when the cost of everything is up, it's certainly great to own a 50 Ford. For I found that my new Ford V8 gives me everything I'd expect to find in an expensive car for amazingly little money. And in addition to being a low-cost car to buy, I find my Ford is mighty economical to own. I get 20 miles to a gallon and spend very little for upkeep. My money sure goes a lot further since I've owned a 50 Ford. Yes, Ford owners everywhere are finding out about the economy of the great new Ford.
So, Jeannie, what does that old 1950 Ford commercial remind you of?
Well, it could be a lot of things, but it reminds me of the glory days of Detroit when it was just where any car worth driving basically came from.
And you're 100% right. Today, we're going to play Motown songs, Motortown, Detroit. We're going to play records from that label titled Motown. But we're going to play songs that maybe some familiar names still today have recorded, or maybe ones that have been forgotten. But these are songs that never really climbed to the top of the charts. So I think it might be kind of interesting.
Well, it's about time they got a little light shine.
There you go.
Their way.
You're listening to KDRT 95.7 right here in Davis, California. Listening Lyrics is the name of the show. I'm your host, Pete Pastor, along with...
Jeannie.
Jeannie is right. So what are we going to... Yes?
I'll just... throw in, since we're doing Motown.
Right.
I had a birthday this week.
Right.
And I spent the morning here at home listening to Motown hits.
You did.
I did. It was wonderful.
There you go. But I bet you didn't hear most of these.
Probably not.
Nope. So we're going to start off with Time is Passing by the Monitors. I Don't Know Why, Stevie Wonder. And... Love's Gone Bad by Chris Clark.
Yeah. why I love you. I don't know why I love you. I don't know why I love you, but I love you. Always treat me like a fool. Kick me when I'm down. That's your rule. I don't know why I love you, but I love you. Ooh. Oh, you never stop your cheating ways with another guy. You laugh in my face. Lord, how long must I be this crazy? 'Cause I love you. Baby, I don't know why I love you. I don't know. You and me, baby, oh. I don't know why I love you, baby. I love you, baby. Oh, darling, darling, darling. You throw my heart down in the dirt. Oh, you make me cry.
Right, we've been listening to Love's Gone Bad by Chris Clark. I Don't Know Why, Stevie Wonder. and Time is Passing by the Monitors.
And you kind of get that feel. This is definitely Motown, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
Well, we're going to play three more that will give you that Motown feeling. Here's one, The Four Tops. You know, Remember When is the name of their song. You probably don't know that song. Mary Wells then does Oh Little Boy, and the Velveetas, We've Got Honey Left. Now, the Velveetas, Jeannie, wasn't Velveeta a cheese?
Oh, cheese, yes. It came in great big loaf blocks.
How in the world did they get the name of Velveetas or Velveets, Velveetas? I don't know. But here we go with Remember When, the Four Tops.
So true, until you told me you had found somebody.
been listening to We've Got Honey Love by the Velveetas, Oh Little Boy, Mary Wells, Remember When, the Four Tops. We're going to talk a little bit about the YOLO Food Bank. Hunger in rural areas is typically higher than the national average, and YOLO County is no exception. There are thousands of food insecure people in YOLO County, including more than 13,000 children. Founded in 1970, the YOLO Food Bank now serves 25,000 people every month, distributing 3 million pounds of food every year. If you need assistance, or if you can help with donations of food, funds, or your time, call 530-668-0690 or visit YOLOFoodBank.org.
And you're listening to KDRT 95.7 in Davis, California. Listening Lyrics is the name of the show. And I'm your host, Peter, and along with Jeannie, and we're playing forgotten and not so well-known Motown songs, and that basically takes us all the way back to, what, the early 60s, I would say, wouldn't you?
Yeah. They're sort of songs from the bottom of the file cabinet.
From the bottom of the file cabinet. I like that, Jeannie. I like that.
Good.
Alrighty, could you tell us what we're going to be doing next here?
Coming up in the next trio is I Can't Believe We're in Love. No, I Can't Believe You Love Me, Tammy Terrell. Oh Lover, Sherry Taylor, singing with Sammy. Joe, help me with your handwriting.
Singing with Sammy.
Yeah, we know him well. And last but not least.
Ward. Sammy Ward, okay. Yeah.
Last but not least, Whole Lot of Shaking Going On there by the Miracles.
Okay, before we play those three, I Can't Believe You Love Me with Tammy Terrell. That Tammy Terrell replaced Kim Weston as Marvin Gaye's duet partner way back in the day. And during a performance, in one of her first performances with him, she collapsed in Gaye's arms in 1967. She was diagnosed with a brain tumor after 8 unsuccessful surgeries. Terrell passed away due to the brain tumor at the age of 24. So she didn't get to enjoy her.
She must have been very, very good.
She must have been very good.
Marvin Gaye, wow.
Not like before.
That set you heard, we just heard Whole Lot of Shaking Going On by The Miracles. Before that, Oh Lover, Sherry Taylor with Singing Sammy Ward. And we started that set off with I Can't Believe in Love, Tammy Terrell. Coming up next, what do we got there, Jeannie?
In my handwriting, and I can read it. This Love-Starved Heart of Mine by Marvin Gaye, A Love Like Yours, Martha and the Vandellas, and Do I Love You, Frank Wilson.
Do I Love You, Frank Wilson? Well, Frank Wilson is... this is also an interesting story. So when you listen to that song, the last one on the set coming up, if you're a serious Motown 45 collector, you'll obviously bring up the name Frank Wilson and the song Do I Love You. It's the only single he ever produced for Motown Records. After it was produced, Berry Gordy didn't like it and destroyed all of them. There are only two known copies left.
Oh, my.
The second one was discovered after being played in a Britain Northern Soul nightclub in the 70s. Back in 2009, it fetched over $50,000 at a auction.
Interesting.
So, yeah, isn't that interesting? Alrighty, let's start off with this loved starved heart of mine.
Killing me.
Oh, that was a nice little set, wasn't it, Jeannie?
Yes.
We ended up with Do I Love You, Frank Wilson, and then Martha and the Vandellas saying A Love Like Yours. And then before that, we played Marvin Gaye's This Heart-Starved Heart of Mine. And what a voice and what a performer that was. We're having a lot of fun listening to Motown songs from either famous or not so famous artists, songs that didn't make it to the top 50. Pretty cool, huh, Jeannie?
Very cool.
Yeah. Pay attention here, girl.
That bottom drawer of the file cabinet has a lot of gems in it.
Right. Okay, we're going to continue with another set of three. What are those going to be there, Jeannie?
Well, you want to guess what they're all about?
Love.
Oh, yeah. Take Me in Your Arms, Kim Weston. I've Got a Need for You, David Ruffin. Why When Love Is Gone, the Isley Brothers.
Okay, and that song didn't make it at all. But it's very important in the music history
and
archives.
Why is that?
Well, it's the B-side to the group's version of Take Me in Your Arms, Rock Me a Little While.
Okay.
And during that time, the Isley Brothers and Jimi Hendrix were talking that Hendrix joined the band. And Hendrix was very interested and said he would sign with Motown Records.
Did he?
No, because this song was a flop, so he moved on his own. And
thanks for the offer,
the rest
guys.
Is history.
See you later.
Here we go. Take Me in Your Arms.
Take me in your arms. Hold me for a little while. Hey, baby. I know you're leaving me behind. I'm seeing you, darling, for the very last time. Show a little tenderness before you go. Please let me feel your embrace once more. Take me in your arms. Rock me a little while. Hold me, darling. Rock him.
Right.
And in that set, you heard some wonderful music. Why, When Love Is Gone, the Isley Brothers, that great guitar in there was, yes, it was, Jimi Hendrix. Before that, Davy Ruffin, I've Got a Need for You. And we started off that set with Kim Weston, Take Me in Your Arms. So we're going to go on now with a song by Brenda Holloway. Just look at What You've Done is the name of the song. Brenda Holloway, by the way, was one of the first West Coast acts that Motown signed. She of course, had a few minor hits, and she left. She signed at 18, left by the time she was 21, I believe. But in the meantime, she wrote a song that was called You've Made Me So Very Happy, which later became a great big hit for Blood, Sweat, and Tears. And finally, we're going to go out with Marvin Gaye's What's Going On. I believe that was probably Motown's biggest hit, if not the biggest hit for Motown ever. So thanks all for listening. You've been listening to KDRT 95.7 right here in Davis, California. See you all next week. Bye now.
Sister. And picket signs. Sister. Don't punish me. Sister. with brutality. Talk to me so you can see.
Right on.